This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger, and today we are talking with Erin Fogarty. She is the Health Education and Marketing Director at the Livingston County Public Health Department. Erin, how are you?
Good, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you in. And Erin has brought with her today Jill McCullough, who is a family support specialist at the Health Department. Jill, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, we're talking about the Healthy Families Program at the Health Department. So, Erin, what is this program?
Yeah, Todd, this is a family-focused program that offers free services to new parents who are eligible for WIC. So it started in Livingston County in 1999, and it's a DHS-funded service. That's the Department of Human Services. And the whole focus of this program and what we believe behind it is that all parents really want what's best for their children, and they are the best decision makers for their children. So what we're there to do is offer this extra layer of support. We know that parents always need support, and it doesn't hurt to offer an extra layer there, and that's what we're there to do, is to offer that little bit of extra boost.
Jill, you're one of the people that's in the trenches with this program. So tell us a little bit about the kinds of services that the Healthy Families Program provides.
Okay. The first thing that we do, we visit in the comfort of the client's home. This sometimes is uncomfortable for the client. The home is their personal space, but they quickly realize we are there to simply help and support their families, that we're looking for positive things, not negative things. We provide education on growth and development. We do developmental testing. We help identify and offer referrals to services that may be beneficial for their family, such as if someone ready to have their electricity shut off, we can steer them in the right direction to get help with that. We teach new parents fun activities they can do with their baby. We also try to schedule group events for participants of the program so they can connect with other families in the area. One thing we did, we went to the splash pad last year at the rec center and did a picnic. So I'm hoping to get that going again. It takes a lot of work, and we've had some employee changes. So hopefully okay. We get that going.
Well, and it brings up an interesting point, and that is people are nervous about these things. As you say, I know all young parents are afraid of being judged. But the simple fact of the matter is we have this strange impression that people just magically know these things, that when a child comes into your life, well, of course, you know how to raise a child. Well, of course you don't. I mean, there's a million things you need help with.
If only the instructions came along with the child.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They deliver before or after would be great.
Wouldn't that be nice? Let me ask you this. Who meets with the clients? When you talk about we, who's we?
I'm the support specialist, and I have a coworker that is one also. And we go to the home and we do visits and stay for about an hour or more. Just depends on what's going on in their lives and where we can be encouragement and support to them.
Are there favorite success stories of yours, Jill? I mean, you've visited a lot of homes, talked with a lot of people. So what are the kind of things that stick out in your mind?
There are lots of success stories, but I have one family that I still keep in touch with. They came to me as a young couple. It was amazing to watch them grow. And since enrolling in Healthy Families Program, the father earned his GED and has gone to be in a successful career where he can support his family. The mom's now back in school working towards her degree, and they've grown their family now to three beautiful children, which we couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, it is good to know that a lot of these programs do have happy endings, because I know there's a lot of perception in the community that, well, these people, they ask for this help, and they never get away from it. They never are able to stand on their own two feet, but obviously it does happen.
Yeah, you just plant seeds, and it's fun to look back, and I see families now that are just thriving, and it's awesome.
Let me ask you both this. Is a person automatically enrolled for this service, or do they have to ask for it? I know we mentioned that you have to be WIC eligible in order to be a part of this, but do you have to ask to be a part of this or apply to be a part of this?
No, we get the referrals through WIC usually, or the hospital after someone delivers, or I may have someone that I'm doing visits with that will mention they have a friend who's expecting and if they could possibly get these services. So I will try to steer them to get into WIC, and then we get the name and can call them and see if it's something they're interested in.
Now, you talk about visiting people in their homes. Do you schedule repeated visits?
Yes.
I mean, do you stay with them for a period of time?
Yes, we stay with them until their child goes to preschool or start school. If they want us to stay that long. It's a voluntary program, so it's nothing they have to do. I always encourage the parents, try it. If you don't like it, I won't take your birthday away if you decide not to do it.
Okay. And is there a cost for this?
No, it is a free service.
Well, that's kind of amazing, and yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, we're talking, you could conceivably be working with a family for years.
Yeah, years.
Because if, as you say, they have more children, the cycle just keeps repeating itself.
The first child is the target child, depending on what we take them on, if it's a first child or second child. But then the other children we follow, but actually the first child, we will graduate them and then we're done providing them those services.
Very good. And I have to ask, I mean, it's great to talk about the positive aspects of this because obviously there are a lot of them. But do you ever have people who say, we don't need your help, we'll raise our own children?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that do not want us to come to the home because they're afraid we're looking for negative things and that we're a lot of them think we're DCFS, and no, we're far from that. So we're there to provide positive reinforcement and just help them have a strong family.
Are there alternatives? Could a person come to your office and meet with you if they wanted the advice but they didn't want you coming into their home?
No, it is a home visiting program.
But remember, Tad, we always our firm belief is that the parents are the best decision makers for their children. So
right.
That's what we're there to help and support them in doing, is making those decisions for their children.
Well, Erin, I guess the only other question that's left is, if people want to know more about it, if they want to be a part of it, what do they do?
Ah, well, they call out to the health department, Todd. Livingston County Health Department, and our Healthy Family Programs Coordinator, Megan Fair, will be happy to assist. The phone number out there is 815-844-7174, extension 233.
Erin, Jill, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Todd.
We have been talking about the Healthy Families Program at the Livingston County Public Health Department, and our guests have been Erin Fogarty, the Health Education and Marketing Director, and Jill McCullough, the Family Support Specialist. A family support specialist, probably a better way to say that. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.